Do you know Christ? What does it mean to know Christ? Now, many Christians know about Christ from tradition and culture. They celebrate Christmas, and to them it represents the Immaculate Conception, the baby in a manger. They celebrate Easter, which represents the resurrection to them. And they generally know about many of Christ's miracles. And they know about probably some of the basic teachings of Christ. Don't judge others, love your enemies, Ten Commandments, Christ died for our sins. But do they really know Christ? Is knowing about Christ the same as knowing Christ? If you turn to Matthew 7, please. Matthew 7, verse 21. Matthew 7, verse 21. Christ says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Wow. Wow. He never knew them. And they're saying they did all these things in his name. Well, they knew about Christ, but they didn't know Christ. And these casting out of demons and so-called wonders that they did were not through Christ, because he never knew them, but through a different power. And we know about the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. And we know that the 5 virgins that were watching and waiting and prepared, they went into the marriage supper. But the 5 who weren't, and you might say the 5 that went in were the 5 that knew Christ. The 5 that didn't were the ones that knew about Christ. But they weren't prepared. They weren't prepared. And then Christ, when the 5 came back with their oil and they knocked on the door, Christ said, "I do not know you." It's very frightening. That should be a kind of a self-awakening, you know. So we can know about Christ, but not know Christ. Does that make sense?
Yes.
To know Christ is the mark of a converted Christian. And in order to know Christ, we have to have an intimate relationship with Christ. You know, it's like with people. We can know about people. We can know about what somebody told us about somebody. But we don't get to really know them until we interact with them and have some intimacy. And we're going to see that the way that we can know Christ is that if we're converted, he's living in us through his Holy Spirit. And if he's living in us through his Holy Spirit and we're bearing his Holy Spirit, we're walking in his Spirit, that's how we develop that intimate relationship. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11, please. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." So, in order to know Christ, we have to have the Spirit of God. Otherwise, we cannot know Christ. "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches." See, when the Holy Spirit is in us, it teaches us. It opens up our mind. We're able to understand the Bible. We're able to understand spiritual truths. "Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So people that say they know Christ, if they don't have the Spirit of God in them, then they don't have a relationship with Christ. They can know about Christ, but not know Christ. Galatians 5 and verse 22, please. Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So, if we're going to know Christ, and if Christ lives in us, we can manifest the fruit of the Spirit. And of course, the most important one is love. Is love. God's love. Having God's love in us. And so, in walking in the Spirit, it's basically how we live our lives. How people see us. At work, at school, in the neighborhood, at church. They should see the same person. You know, but people wear many hats. You know, you have your hat when you go to work, and you act one way. You have your hat when you hat when you're with your friends, and you maybe act another way. And maybe you have your hat when you go to church. Maybe that you're acting a certain way. But a true Christian is basically you're seeing the same person in any situation. So you only wear one hat. Not many hats. 1 John 2 and verse 3, please. 1 John 2. 1 John 2 to verse 3. Now by this we know that we know him. Ah. Do we know that we know him? If we keep his commandments. So there it is. If we're walking in the Spirit, if we're converted, we're keeping God's commandments. And that's how we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. It's very strong. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk, just as he walked. So we have to walk like Christ to know Christ. You know, maybe growing up you had some sports person or some actor or some teacher or somebody you admired, and maybe you found yourself, you know, trying to talking like that person because you admired that person so much in a way, or maybe you find yourself walking like that person, you know, because you wanted to imitate that person who you admired so much. Well, we have to walk in the steps of Jesus Christ. Not only walk in the path of Jesus Christ, but also to develop his mind and to develop his character. 1 John 4 and verse 7. 1 John 4 verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And you might say, well, what is love? How do I know if I'm loving? You know? And of course, Christ was asked that question, you know, who's my neighbor? and so, basically, you know, the principle of loving your neighbor as yourself. But Christ said, to love others as I have loved you. That's higher than loving your neighbor as yourself. Because what are you basing that love on? I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. I'm not going to commit adultery with his wife. I'm not going to kill him. Well, it's based on your own your own self, you know. Okay, I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me. But Christ said, to love others as I have loved you, which is a higher love. There's no... there's no measurement of it. There's no expectation of getting anything back. It's just a general love for mankind that's socially and morally required, and we do it. Not based on emotions, but it's based on God's Spirit in us. 1 verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation or atonement for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So, a mark of a converted Christian, someone who knows Christ, is one who is loving others. Loving others as Christ loved us. And John 14 and verse 15. John 14. John 14 and verse 15. Christ says, if you love me, so how do we love Christ? We keep His commandments. Keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. So this helper is going to be in you. And then He says in verse 18, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So who is this helper? It's Christ. Christ, the Spirit of Christ, God in Christ and Christ in us. And Christ's Spirit is in us. And so, if Christ's Spirit is in us, how can we not have an intimate relationship with Christ? How can we not know Christ unless we reject the Spirit of God? So to know Jesus is to be converted, having His Holy Spirit, Christ in us, through which we develop godly character, becoming Christ-like. And we love Him by keeping His commandments. In closing, we turn to 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18, please. 2 Corinthians 3. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So when we look in the mirror, we have an unveiled face. And he talks about Moses coming from the mountain and having his face veiled to hide the glory that was fading from interacting with God. And that basically they still have the veil on today, because also meaning that they are blinded, they have the veil on, they don't accept Jesus Christ. But we all with unveiled face, so the veil's taken away, and beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. So you are the glory of the Lord. You're beholding yourself in the mirror, and you are the glory of the Lord because the Lord lives in you. And we're being transformed as we take this walk in life, and as we're growing in knowledge and grace, as we're developing the mind of Christ, as we're developing godly character. So next time you get, every morning when you look into the mirror, you're being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. One day you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to see Christ. So, we must know Christ by becoming Christ-like.